Serving Columbus for over 60 years. AM 1580, WVKO Columbus.
WVKO Columbus.
You gotta fight for your right to run.
If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with the new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African-American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, take it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
Meat Packers Outlet, Columbus's good old-fashioned retail meat market. For the best deals around on all your meat purchases, visit Meat Packers Outlet at 317 South 5th Street, downtown. Meat Packers Outlet is family-owned and operated and has proudly been serving Columbus with fresh-cut meats since 1957. Meat Packers Outlet has daily low prices on beef, pork, poultry, and deli items. This week's specials include pork spare ribs for $2.19 a pound. Deli sliced baked ham is just $2.99 a pound. A 5-pound bag of chicken drumsticks, $5.99. And beef chuck roast is just $3.49 a pound. Need a deli tray for your next get-together? Call ahead and order yours now at 469-1720. That's 469-1720. Open 8 to 6, closed Sundays. Meat Packers Outlet, 317 South 5th Street at East Main, downtown. Don't forget, there's always plenty of free parking in the back. Locally owned, independently owned, Meat Packers Outlet. Call 469-1720.
Do you get anxious just thinking about going to the dentist? The Gentle Dentist in Worthington understands. Founded by Dr. Bill Coleman, the Gentle Dentist is dedicated to the care of the apprehensive dental patient and is committed to providing the highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist offers cable TV, DVD players, and massage chairs in every treatment room. They use the latest technology to give you that beautiful smile you deserve, including Invisalign, the virtually invisible way to straighten your teeth. The highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist, voted the number one dental office in Central Ohio by Columbus Parents Magazine. 2 years in a row. Visit them in Worthington, just south of 270. Call today, 614-431-3311. Or visit them online at ColemanDental.com. That's ColemanDental.com. Call today, 614-431-3311. The Gentle Dentist. Exceptional service, remarkably gentle.
Hi, this is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk. If you tune in, you might hear something like this.
It is time for all Americans to realize how significant this election is.
Okay.
And how lucky we are to have someone with qualifications and experience and know-how to be able to have the opportunity to run this country.
Into the ground. She's
fortunate, aren't we?
She's angry at the other Republicans saying, if you think you can do better, you should get in the ring. Well, a lot of them did.
Well, yeah. She said it's time for all Americans to realize how lucky he even performs for you bastards.
Oh, you know, dear.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No.
No.
That's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pig, every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk.
How would you like to have your garage back? You know, so you can actually get your car inside? Why not make room by storing all that stuff you have in the garage at Morningstar Mini Storage of South High? Morningstar Mini Storage offers clean, safe, secure storage units in sizes up to 10 by 30. Or make Morningstar Mini Storage your garage. You can store your car for just $39 a month, or any size boat, RV, or trailer for just $49 a month. Or take advantage of their new special, a 5x15 or 10x10 unit for just $69 a month. Find their online coupons at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage has convenient 24-hour access 7 days a week, a state-of-the-art security system, a moving van, and packing materials, too. Morningstar Mini Storage, 3391 South High Street at Williams Road, just north of I-270. Call 497-0000 or visit them online at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage of South High, 497-0000. If you are in need of design and printing services, there are plenty of places you can go. In fact, there are about 200 in the Columbus area alone. But of course, they're not all the same. R Design and Printing is a local, independently owned company that specializes in professional graphics design. And they offer a full range of printing services. Full color printing, posters, business cards, flyers, postcards, invoices, carbonless forms, letterhead, and envelopes. You can count on R Design and Printing for fast turnaround and reasonable prices. Just off High Street in the Short North at 30 East 4th Avenue, across from the post office. And R Design and Printing has plenty of convenient free parking, too. Call Julie or Dave at 299-1420, that's 299-1420, for your local, independently owned progressive graphics design and printing company, R Design and Printing. Visit them online at rdesignandprinting.com, that's the letter R, designandprinting.com.
It's time to fight back with Dr. Bob Petrakis. To join the conversation, call the studio line at area code 614-821-1580. And now, here's Dr. Bob. Get up,
stand up. All right, indeed it is Dr. Bob, live in the studio here at 1021 East Broad Street. And we're really going to fight back today. I think it's going to be a policy rumble.
It's standing room only.
Standing room only over here on Broad Street. We've got Sherry Hunkela in the studio. Yes, the vice presidential candidate for the Green Party. And she's going to be able to articulate some differences between the Green Party platform, the Green New Deal, and what you saw with Obama and Romney and what you saw with Biden and Ryan. I'm sure when she was watching those debates or saw them in retrospect, she was saying, why aren't we in this conversation? I'm running for Congress myself, and the most common I get after I talk to the Dems is, you sound like Democrats used to sound like. During the time of the New Deal, when they were the People's Party and progressive, they've gone to the right and like to negotiate over there over, they're the Reform Party. They give a little less to the 1%. Sherry Hunkela, welcome to Fight Back.
I'm happy to be here today.
And what do you want to tell our listeners about your campaign and how you differ, particularly economically, with the two major parties? And later in the show, we're going to have Dream Act activists live in the studio introducing themselves, telling you about their experience. Sherry, the Green New Deal and the economic policies you espouse.
Well, first you asked me what the differences are, so let me tell you about some of the differences. I've been trying really hard to find any kind of similarities. I tried for a really long time to be a Democrat, and it didn't really work out. I would take busloads of poor and homeless people to Washington, D.C., and hit our heads against the wall over and over again, and take families that were losing their homes to foreclosure, or folks that didn't have access to medical care, you name it, and we never got anywhere. And these last couple years, I've had a serious awakening and really had to do something about it. And there was a dear friend of mine. His name is Eduardo from Kansas, and he was an undocumented immigrant, 14 years old, and he needed a heart transplant. And so I figured, you know, we're just going to get everybody together, create enough political pressure that certainly the United States government wouldn't let a 14-year-old die because he couldn't show that he would have ongoing health coverage, but they let him die. So at 14, Eduardo died. And then a good friend of mine, the day after her father died, her sister went into labor and had her baby. And ICE came in and deported her sister's husband the day after her father had died, and the very day their first child was born. I could go on and on and on about my anger and my rage. One is the fact that the Dream Act, I know that the Dreamers are going to speak a little later, but a great deal of my friends don't see this as much of a dream. And I want to live in a different kind of country that feed, clothes, and houses people. And the difference is between myself and the other folks that are running for office is that I'm a formerly homeless mother. And I'm the very first person in the country that's a formerly homeless mother. And I have two children, and I've lived in a car. And I can guarantee you there's been nobody else that's run for one of our country's highest offices who knows what it's like to live in a car or freeze to death, potentially freeze to death in the wintertime. So for the last 25 years, I've been taking over abandoned properties. I'm known as one of the pioneers to the entire Occupy movement. We've been setting up homeless encampments before people were using the term Occupy. For the last 25 years, we've been doing, takeovers and fighting for land and setting up tent cities and, have watched the 8 million families that have lost their homes to foreclosure. I have a little boy. He's 10, and his name is Guillermo, and we live on Mutter Street in Kensington, which is one of the poorest districts in the state of Pennsylvania. And one day, my son showed me, the first day of school, I always get excited that something good is going to happen. And the school passed around notices and had us try and fill out which things we want to check off on the list that we don't want our children to have. Are we going to get rid of library? Or are we going to get rid of art? Or are we going to get rid of music classes? Or are we going to get rid of gym? And then he led me into his classroom where there's 34 kids now. And in his class, there's 5 computers for 34 children. And this is at a time when Apple Computers has made record profits because of the iPhone. I'm very excited when Dr. Jill Stein, who's from a Harvard graduate, internal medicine. And so we say that she's from Harvard and I'm from the School of Hard Knocks. And it's a great pair. We're connected to the realities of people out here in the country, and we're putting forward the Green New Deal. And the Green New Deal, our first day in office when we turn the White House into the greenhouse, I will be ending homelessness. We will no longer be deporting immigrants. We will forgive student debt. And we will green America and turn the unemployment centers into employment centers.
When you said you looked at what the children were not going to have, I thought it was going to be guns and knives and brass knuckles and things of that sort. But instead you said music, arts, and things like that.
It's insane, isn't it?
Let us keep, please, music and art in the classroom. Let us please do that.
I mean, art and music is crucial. I know that, you know, you can't have a social movement unless you have art and music a part of it. Those of us that live very difficult lives, it's the thing that gets us through the day. And, you know, many...
But it's also crucial to who we are as a people.
Absolutely.
There is no question the arts serve a crucial function in society. It serves a crucial function to who we are as human beings. There is no separating that from us growing as people, as individuals, as a community. There is no separating that.
Absolutely. And I would, you know, compare my list of music to Obama and and Mitt Romney any day.
Except I'm really worried about Ryan there, because Ryan cited Rage Against the Machine, where clearly he's not looking at the lyrics because they're raging against him.
He was probably lifting too many weights that day.
And Ayn Rand. Let's not forget that about Paul Ryan.
You know,
he's a devotee to Ayn Rand.
You know, and
we know where that gets us.
Yes, and not to mention the fact that I'm a woman in this process. That's a interesting addition to it. And, you know, we have even more courage and strength because, you know, they're, you know, going back to the same old, where what we have to do is we have to use the military. We don't have to use diplomacy. We can just go any place in the
world.
They want
to go back to Iraq.
Fight.
For crying out loud.
They want to start a fight. Where can we occupy? Where can we start another war? And
Iran?
We want to end war. We, you know, both Jill and I were mamas. We both got, you know, both of us got two boys, you know, two young men that we're trying to raise. And, you know, I've seen the violence my whole life, and I don't ever want my children to be used to go fight some oil war in some other place of the world to make profits for the 1%. And in our administration, we're going to bring the soldiers home. We're going to turn them into organic farmers.
All right, the new war against global warming. We're in Columbus here, and we have more than 6,000 foreclosed and essentially empty, I call them abandoned, houses, many of them owned by banks who seem to have no plan for them other than to allow them to be looted. What would you do with that situation?
Well, I definitely think that here in Ohio is where, you know, the new America is going to really get started because of the conditions are so bad here. But we immediately would put the abandoned houses and luxury units in this country in a relationship to homeless people. There's more abandoned properties than there are homeless people, and those two things can be put together. I know that when I was homeless, a short time after that, they developed this term that in order for you to leave the shelter, if you're lucky enough to get into a shelter, you have to be housing ready. Now, I thought when you were homeless, you were already ready. But they had to develop these new kind of terms to justify the fact that they weren't putting those two things together. And while I've been on the campaign trail, I got a call from the Department of Human Services Child Protection in Philadelphia from a social worker at about 9 o'clock at night about four nights ago. And she said, "Sherry, I have another devastating situation. I have a mother and two children. And they live in an unfit housing situation. So I have to take the kids from the mom unless you can help me figure out some place that they can stay. Can they stay in your house?" If that isn't any indication.
Well, it doesn't sound like common sense is really in play here.
No. These organizations and institutions that get millions of dollars calling Sherry, who lives on Mutter Street, who's traveling around the country running for vice president. Certainly, you would think that the city would have a little more services than that. And I've been all over Ohio, and I know the situation is just as bad, if not worse, here.
And they have terms like transitional housing. They put you in a... I'm not sure what they transition you to, but or how long you have to stay there before they determine you're ready for a house.
It's so sad. And they used to have this emergency reunification program that was actually started in the 60s because they found out, particularly Native Americans and people of color were being fast-tracked into adoption. Well, I can guarantee you now, the demonstrations that I've been holding at the Department of Human Services around the country is that that's the same situation now, is that children, only because our country is deciding to be, take care of corporate America and not its people, children once again are being fast-tracked into adoption. Instead of moving them into housing, we're continuing to separate them. A month ago, the Department of Human Services brought over a family of five to my home, and they slept in my home because they had their running water turned off. And instead of the city helping this family, helping them to figure out how to get their water turned back on, we're going to take those babies. And because somebody on the block happened to know who I was, they said, no, can you get this woman on the phone? And I was able to talk to the social worker and let them know that I was going to raise hell if they took those children off of those parents only because they didn't have running water.
We're in the studio with Sherry Hankala.
And by the way, Bob,
candidate.
Let me just thank her right now for being who she is. Because, I mean, what we're talking about is bureaucratic red tape. And the avoidance of doing that in order to alleviate a problem. And when you have good people stepping in to make a difference, it makes all the difference in the world, and I thank you, Sherry, for doing that.
Thank you.
And from our perspective as Greens, we see it as a systemic or structural problem. Is that how would we approach this from a policy perspective?
Is it faith-based
or community groups? I was in Detroit in the 1980s with Acorn, and our approach was to take the boards off the houses, move people in, and hook up the utilities ourselves. With the mayor at the time was not real happy with it.
That's why I have 200 arrests.
Robert, we have a caller with a question. Barbara, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. My concern is with poverty, the uprise in poverty in America. How do you prevent children being born into poverty? Because to me, that's a form of abuse. How do you stop that?
Well, first of all, I just want to say I believe in the economics of choice. And since 1976, we've had the Hyde Amendment, which means that poor women have not had access to Medicaid to be able to pay for abortions. And it's been even more difficult across this entire country for women to get access to birth control pills or whatever. So, I think that we should live in a country that lets women decide how many children they want to have and when they want to have children, because it shouldn't just be a choice for the rich in this country to be allowed to have babies.
Wow, that's, you just opened up a whole can of worms there.
Well, and the other key point I think, Barbara, we have with the Green New Deal is that you don't want people born into poverty. Make sure there are jobs available for American citizens. Is that, I lived in the city of Detroit. Shockingly, there was virtually no poverty there during the 50s and into the 60s when I was born, because there was near full employment in the auto factories. So if we actually had a Green New Deal, put people to work for less than the cost of either stimulus, for about $600 $1 billion, which is less than both bank bailouts and untold trillions of money printed by the Fed. We could hire every single American to make this country green.
President Obama was supposed to be implementing that program, the Green
Stop program. Sherry, has President Obama been implementing that Green New Deal, or did I miss something?
No. I mean, you know, the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans is that the Republicans, you know, that, you know, the knife is coming. But the Democrats, they try to fool you and tell you that there's a teddy bear at the door when there's actually a grizzly bear. And they have virtually done nothing around the question of hunger in this country. There's no reason why one in two of every American is in poverty right now. They could have plenty of food. California alone could feed everybody in this country. And we could house everybody. Nothing's been done around housing. Actually, the housing budget continues to be, cut. And they're dismantling public housing across the entire country. You go on and on and on. You know, every basic necessity of life is being taken away from people in this country.
So what is the jobs bill? I mean, has President Obama been gridlocked in Congress, preventing the jobs bill being passed? Is that true? Has he tried to pass a job bill?
President Obama has basically done very similar things to the Republican Party, which is they blame each other. And, this is not about President Obama as an individual. This is about a political party that adheres to the corporations and will not do anything to get serious about passing a real jobs bill in this country.
I think the term you're looking for is status quo.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Barbara. We got to take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the DREAM Act and introduce you to some dreamers. We'll be right back on Fight Back.
You're listening to Fight Back. Dr. Bob will be back after these brief messages.
Hi, it's Michael Allwood, and I want you to know we have a great show lined up for the Blue State Diner on Saturday. I'll be talking to former Ohio Secretary of State Jennifer Bruner. I'll speak with former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland. And I'll talk to Cal Penn, who you may know as Kumar from the Harold and Kumar movies. And I'll speak with Jason Alexander, who you certainly know as George Costanza. Yep, it's a busy day in the Blue State Diner Saturday. It's at noon, so be there.
You get anxious just thinking about going to the dentist? The Gentle Dentist in Worthington understands. Founded by Dr. Bill Coleman, the Gentle Dentist is dedicated to the care of the apprehensive dental patient and is committed to providing the highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist offers cable TV, DVD players, and massage chairs in every treatment room. They use the latest technology to give you that beautiful smile you deserve, including Invisalign, the virtually invisible way to straighten in your teeth. The highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist, voted the number one dental office in Central Ohio by Columbus Parents Magazine. 2 years in a row. Visit them in Worthington, just south of 270. Call today 614-431-3311 or visit them online at ColemanDental.com. That's ColemanDental.com. Call today 614-431-3311. The Gentle Dentist. Exceptional service, remarkably gentle.
Meat Packers Outlet, Columbus's good old-fashioned retail meat market. For the best deals around on all your meat purchases, visit Meat Packers Outlet at 317 South 5th Street, downtown. Meatpacker's Outlet is family-owned and operated and has proudly been serving Columbus with fresh-cut meats since 1957. Meatpacker's Outlet has daily low prices on beef, pork, poultry, and deli items. This week's specials include pork spare ribs for $2.19 a pound. Deli sliced baked ham is just $2.99 a pound. A 5-pound bag of chicken drumsticks, $5.99. And beef chuck roast is just $3.49 a pound. Need a deli tray for your next get-together? Call ahead and order yours now at 469-1720. That's 469-1720. Open 8 to 6, closed Sundays. Meatpacker's Outlet, 317 South 5th Street at East Main, downtown. Don't forget, there's always plenty of free parking in the back. Locally owned, independently owned, Meatpacker's Outlet. Call 469-1720. An Italian dream. That's the Florentine, a true Columbus landmark at 907 West Broad Street. Family owned and operated, the Florentine has proudly served their homemade pasta since 1945. The Florentine is also known for their friendly staff, homemade house Italian dressing, and all-you-can-eat spaghetti night Tuesday through Thursday. Lunch and dinner specials daily, and always plenty of free parking. The Florentine. It's an Italian dream.
You gotta fight for your right to run.
If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with the new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, take it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
He doesn't just play a doctor. Bob Petrakis is a doctor. Just not that kind of doctor. Back to Fight Back with political science professor Dr. Bob Petrakis.
That's right. We're here. We're fighting the powers that be, and some of them happen to be a little ethnocentric and racist and xenophobic. But luckily, we've got the power of the dream. Nick Torres in the studio. A dreamer. What do you want to tell us about the Dream Act, Nick?
Well, we've been we sort of coalesced here in Ohio around the vote in 2010 when the Dream Act came up in the Senate, and we've been trying to just build a network of dreamers and allies. I'm an ally actually myself, but very much support the rights of undocumented youth. And so our goal here is to build a network, across the state. Online, in person, meet, talk about the needs of undocumented youth, and advocate for changes in our state and in our country that that will create more opportunities for our undocumented youth community.
All right, and you want to explain to our listeners what exactly the Dream Act is?
Sure. The Dream Act is a federal piece of legislation that's been introduced for the last 10 years or so that creates a pathway to citizenship for undocumented young people who are brought here before the age of 16, have grown up in the United States, have gone to American schools, are just trying to be their best, be the best version of themselves. You know, they want to go on to college, they want to aspire to great things. And so, what this does is provides them a way to legalize their status. And provides them the opportunity to meet opportunities later on in life.
All right, let's go to Carol and Robin. Carol, what can you tell us about the Dream Act?
Well, as a dreamer myself,
You're actually a dreamer.
Yes, I am. I came to this country at the age of 13, and I'm currently undocumented. But that doesn't mean that I don't want to. It's just, you know, there is no pathway as of right now. That's why we as Dream Activist Ohio are fighting for it. Right now we have the deferred action process, which will allow us to have a work permit and maybe go to school for those who want to. But it doesn't give any help as of, like, FAFSA, any support for the students who want to go to school. So we as Dream Activist Ohio also want to find schools who want to help, maybe give grants, some sort of financial, some sort of financing for them, and also just serve as a networking group to connect all the undocumented youth in Ohio and allies and just help each other out.
Are there any estimates of how many undocumented youth we have in Ohio?
Yeah, it's you know, it's difficult, I think, to put your finger on it, but there have been estimates, studies show that anywhere from 11,000 to 20,000 undocumented students who could potentially benefit from the DREAM Act in Ohio.
So do you go to school now?
I did. I graduated from high school in 2006 from Stowe High School. And I attended Walsh University in North Canton from 2006 to 2010. Graduated with a degree in marketing and a minor in corporate communications. And right now I work as a server because due to my status, I can't aspire to a job in my field.
All right. And Carol, what can you tell us about the DREAM Act?
Sorry, my name is Robin Burnett.
That was Carol. Robin, tell us.
Well, I'm an ally. I'm a graduate student at the Ohio University in Athens, studying Latin American studies. And about the DREAM Act, I've been heavily involved in Columbus with DREAMers and people helping people apply for deferred action, which is basically the only way that these DREAMers can live in less fear, basically. They live in fear every day, and right now the DREAM Act is something that I think a lot of people have a lot of hope for, and it's something that is affecting especially the Columbus area, which has a very a large immigrant population, and I think that it would only help Columbus and Ohio as a state and as a country to get something like this passed, because it's difficult to see youth basically have their dreams crushed and not be able to, you know, live as a human being should be able to live, and have to live with the fear of going to a country they basically don't know anymore. They, you know, have their lives here. Their main language they speak in is English. They don't, you know, they don't have the resources that they should have as a student, as a human being, as a Latino, as whatever you want to put it at. And as an ally, I see it as an opportunity for us to become a better country, to improve the lives of these youth.
Carol, what would it be like if you were picked up and deported? Have you, clearly you've had to have thought about that. What would happen? Would you be easily assimilated back into the culture where you were born?
I'm originally from Peru, and I do speak Spanish because I was 13 when I came, but even though I do have grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins back at home, I also left the country when I was 5 to live in Bolivia for about 10 years, so I don't really have close relationships with any of them. I do speak the language, but not to the level that I can speak English, and I mean, I probably have it better than some others. I was 13, so I was already pretty fluent. I could read and write and everything. I know a lot of DREAMers that I've recently started to meet here in Ohio that came when they were months old, or they were 2 years old or 5 years old, and a lot of them don't have the fluency. They can't write it, or they can't read it, and they don't remember anything. I remember my country fairly enough, but a lot of them don't, and for them, I know it would be a lot more difficult. And even though I've been, I'm already used to the United States, I think I could find my way back if I was over there. I would be able to make a living, but I'm this is what I call home now. So this is where I want to stay. I want to be able to visit, but I don't want to be kicked out and never let back in because this is the country I call home.
Nick, what can we do in Ohio and what can we do federally?
Sure. Well, federally, you know, this is something that has been on the minds of many people around the country. You know, there was a well-publicized forum with Univision. You know, Romney and Obama both had the time to comment on what they would do with this situation. And actually, President Obama has mentioned that this is sort of one of his biggest disappointments. So, of not passing the DREAM Act in his first term. So I think this is something that will come up again in the near future, hopefully at the federal level. But, you know, in the absence of some federal reforms, you know, unfortunately, a lot of states, most notably, you know, and maybe Arizona, folks would be familiar with SB 1070, that would criminalize people at the state and local level, would actually enable, you know, state police, local police to act as federal immigration agents. So that's actually been coming up. There have been bills introduced at the state level, including here in Ohio, for ways that are, in the absence of a federal reform, states are coming up with their own kind of patchwork policies. And so in Ohio, one thing we're doing to be more proactive and to provide some opportunities for these young people is we're working on developing a bill that would enable undocumented students to go to college by paying in-state tuition rates. So right now, young people have to pay oftentimes out-of-state or international rates, even though they may have gone to high school here in Ohio. And so this would make sure that they have the same opportunities as their classmates. So that's one thing we're working on here in Ohio.
Carol, what rates did you pay? That sounds like you were at a private college.
Yes, I was one of the few lucky students, dreamers, who were granted a scholarship. You could consider a full ride. I ended up paying very little due to I had good grades and I had a lot of community service, a lot of church activities and things like that. And I met the right people at the right time who decided to help us. I was able to do it, and another girl was able to do it. But then after the school that granted me the scholarship didn't want to do it anymore because they were afraid that it could have some kind of repercussions against them because we were undocumented, even though they weren't housing us. They were only helping us with the school.
Do you know other people that were denied access or forced to pay international or out-of-state rates to go to school?
Not in my school. I know in other places, yes. Many.
Robin, are you aware of anybody who is under the type of pressure where they really can't go to college?
Yes, there are many in Columbus. I've had contact with many students that graduated, you know, a year, two, 3 years ago from high school. And basically they don't, you know, they don't it's basically just a roadblock. They don't have anywhere else to go. They want to go to school and they want to keep going to school. But, you know, for example, if you want to go to Columbus State, even a community college is three times as expensive as a domestic student would be. So you take a credit hour and then multiply that times three, and that's what they would have to pay. So it's kind of it's irrational. It's not even possible for someone who has saved up money. You know, they'd be able to go for a semester, and that would be it. You know, take two classes, and you'd be done. And that's at a school like Columbus State where you have pretty low tuition rates. So, you know, the cost of college in the United States, period, for even a domestic student is expensive, but for an international student, for a dreamer, it's just out of their scope. They can't even think about it. And I know many students who have graduated and are just basically wasting time and basically laboring in jobs they should be in better jobs. They can't go to school. They can't do what they want to do. They want to be nurses. They want to be doctors. They want to be lawyers. They want to be community activists, and they can't. They can't do it because there is no way for them to get, you know, to that next level of fulfilling their lives.
And you know, and I've spoken with a lot of school psychologists, guidance counselors who deal with the students every day in their high schools, and so they're seeing kids that are depressed. They're seeing kids that have no hope, that are losing sight of their goals, and so. By making sure we're talking with teachers and students, that they know that there's other opportunities beyond high school, then know that they can have the same dreams as any other student in their class. So we're just trying to create a network as well. So making sure that everybody knows that there's other people out there in their situation.
And how can they get in touch with your organization if they're out there right now and have those dreams? Where do they call, or what website do they go to?
We're on Facebook. We have a pretty active Facebook page where we post a lot of information. Dream Activist Ohio is the name of our group. And so I really encourage folks to connect with us there.
All right, we got to take a break, and we're going to be right back. We're going to bring Sherry Honkla back, vice presidential candidate of the Green Party, and talk about the Dream Act and other things.
The fight has just begun. Fight Back with Dr. Bob Fitrakis is back after this short break.
Hi, this is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk. If you tune in, you might hear something like this.
It is time for all Americans to realize how significant this election is.
Okay.
And how lucky we are to have someone with Ms. qualifications and experience and know-how to be able to have the opportunity to run this country.
Into the ground.
Fortunate, aren't we?
She's angry at the other Republicans saying, if you think you can do better, you should get in the ring. Well, a lot of them did.
Well, yeah. She said it's time for all Americans to realize how lucky he even performs for you bastards.
Oh,
you know,
dear.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No.
No.
That's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pick every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk.
Tune in Sunday night at 9 as we dig into the vinyl vault on the new 1580 WVKO. Hi, I'm Tim Morris. Join me this Sunday evening from 9 to midnight. We'll dig through the old record library and pull out platters that haven't been heard on the airwaves in years. Join me this Sunday at 9, and we'll party like it's 1969. Don't you ever listen to the
radio when the big band. Hi, it's Michael Allwood, and I want you to know we have a great show lined up for the Blue State Diner on Saturday. I'll be talking to former Ohio Secretary of State Jennifer Bruner. I'll speak with former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland. And I'll talk to Cal Penn, who you may know as Kumar from the Harold and Kumar movies. And I'll speak with Jason Alexander, who you certainly know as George Costanza. Yep, it's a busy day in the Blue State Diner Saturday. It's at noon, so be there.
Do you get anxious just thinking about going to the dentist? The Gentle Dentist in Worthington understands. Founded by Dr. Bill Coleman, the Gentle Dentist is dedicated to the care of the apprehensive dental patient and is committed to providing the highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist offers cable TV, DVD players, and massage chairs in every treatment room. They use the latest technology to give you that beautiful smile you deserve, including Invisalign, the virtually invisible way to straighten your teeth. The highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist, voted the number one dental office in Central Ohio by Columbus Parents Magazine, 2 years in a row. Visit them in Worthington, just south of 270. Call today, 614-431-3311, or visit them online at ColemanDental.com. That's ColemanDental.com. Call today, 614-431-3311. The Gentle Dentist. Exceptional service, remarkably gentle.
He doesn't just play a doctor. Bob Fitrakis is a doctor. Just not that kind of doctor. Back to Fight Back with political science professor Dr. Bob Fitrakis.
All right, I'd like to thank the Dreamers and their allies, Nick, Carol, Robin. We're going to have to do some more stuff on that in the future and let people call in and ask, because it's sometimes controversial. Do we have a call? Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. Who's
this? Well,
I have to talk about your president and vice president having meltdowns.
Who's
they
that? Jill
are
Stein?
Lying about Libya.
They are.
They are lying about the economy.
They are.
They will not win the election.
Why are you guys going
to? Romney will win the election.
Well, yeah, because he owns
Obama
a voting company.
Obama is a liar.
Well,
Biden is a liar.
I need a reference there. I need a citation for the facts you just gave us.
And
is this Ryan?
I just asked you. You need to reference.
Is this Representative Ryan?
And Biden had a meltdown. He interrupted Ryan 82 times.
Talking point from Fox News, right there.
And
from Rance Priebus is the one that came up with that figure.
And also, Bob Petraeus will not win the Senate.
Well, he's not running for the Senate, so of course he won't win the Senate.
I agree with you for once.
And you will not win the Congress either.
Oh, come on. I was going to make you my fiscal advisor so I could join the Democrats and Republicans.
You cannot beat Pat Tiberi. Pat Tiberi.
Of course, I'm not running against
you.
Him. He's in the 12th. I'm in the 3rd. So, once again, we're in agreement, but we're going to do a whole show with you. Because is this the economic advisor to
George
to
W.
Romney?
Bush?
Obama will not win the election.
Hey, Dave.
Well, we're hoping for Jill Stein.
Hey, Dave. Dave, let me ask you something.
You Democrats are liars. Goodbye.
Okay, well, good thing we're not Democrats. We might actually agree on the last statement, at least.
That's a very good point. We're not Democrats. Yeah. Far from
Sherry Huckle, who's the Green
Never
Party
back.
Vice presidential candidate. I hate it when, you know, George Bush's economic advisor calls up. They should just go slowly into the night. Now, you said over break, that you would go beyond the Dream Act. Wow, what does that mean, Sherry Huckle, vice presidential candidate of the Green Party?
Dave,
because I think that I totally understand. I mean, people are fighting for the Dream Act across this entire country because we don't want to see. We want to take advantage of our young people. Being able to latch onto something so that they're not picked up in the middle of the night and sent back to the country that they were born in. I think that just because people are residents and they're human beings in this country and they contribute to our country, that we should feed, clothe, and house them. And right now, we have the Dream Act, which will give people an opportunity to go to work or to go to school, but, if any of these young people get sick in the meantime, they don't get access to health care, and that doesn't just impact them, it makes other people around them sick. And I'd rather live in a society where we have healthy people because they're residents and contributors.
Sherry, caller Steve has a question for you. Steve, go ahead.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I had two questions, really. First question was dealing with the Federal Reserve. Seems like China, Soviet Union, India, and a couple of other nations are planning on dumping the U.S. as the standardized currency for purchasing goods. And since this is about to take place and has already taken place, what type of measures does the Green Party plan to enact towards the Federal Reserve? And my second question was about the promotion of the campaign. I had received an email stating that our state and city would be one of those which would have advertisements on the radio as well as the television. And as of yet, that has taken place.
Well, in terms of the Federal Reserve, I don't claim to be an expert on this topic, but we are talking about scrapping the Federal Reserve and breaking down big banks and supporting community-controlled local banks. We also know that there hasn't been very many ads about Jill and I, because the one ad that we got, it was $150,000 just to go to the few television outlets in different parts of the country. They're incredibly expensive, but we really have been utilizing social media and have lots of young people that have been working on the campaign. And I think that that's why, you know, with very little money, and we've had very, why have we had very little money? Because the Democrats and the Republicans, even though we qualified for federal matching funds, they get to decide when they're going to cut the checks. So they've been cutting them at the 12th hour, making sure that they starve us to death. But if you're listening out there and you can contact as many folks from the media, we greatly appreciate it. Write an editorial. Get on your local community television or radio program and talk about the importance of this campaign.
You also have super PAC, Sherry, that are spending the majority of the money in this race.
Yeah, I got a super PAC of gum, all right.
So you know what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, the super PACs, the anonymous corporate and wealthy that are funding both parties and seem to, you know, be putting over $1 billion easily into the coffers of Romney, and the Democrats have countered. And basically, it looks like all the airtime in this state is Romney or
super
Obama
PAC money.
Or
Brown
versus
Josh Mandel.
We don't have the billions of dollars that neither Obama have.
That'll work.
But, you know, and we've had to do, we've been incredibly resourceful without any resources. An example is in Pennsylvania, because of the unfair rules and guidelines they have, it took 2,000 signatures to get a Democrat on the ballot, 2,000 to get Republicans on the ballot, but they required 20,000 for any independent party in the Green Party, and we had to get double that, you know, almost 40,000 signatures in order to get Jill and I on the ballot. So we had to, you know, muster up the kind of resources and that kind of thing, and are on the ballot now for 85% of the population to be able to vote for us. And we've done that with no money.
And I've seen reports that if you get 5% of the vote the next time around, you would be eligible for
$20 million.
And look, as Green Party members are activists, so $20 million...
Boy.
To a green activist is like, you know, half a billion to a
Organizer
or Republican.
In chief.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. If we get that $20 million, which we will, because I know that the folks in Ohio are sitting out there and they know that it's time for real change in this country, and they're going to figure out how to, you know, give up something in order to contribute something to this campaign. We're gonna go forward, and we're going to get that 5%, or we might even make it into the greenhouse.
All right. How can people find out more about Jill Stein and yourself, Sherry Honkala, for president and vice president of the Jill Party? I mean, I was going to say the Jill Party, the Green Party.
That's your party, Bob.
So they can go to Jill Stein for president. And find out about myself. You can Google both of us and get, you know, more than enough information about who we are and the work that we've been doing both for the last 25, 30 years of our lives. And, you know, the thing is wide open now. The snowball's going down the hill and it's not going to stop. And third parties are alive in this country, and people should just begin to embrace them and help build them. We're going to catch up with the rest of the world that only has, you know, other places in the world that have 5, 10, 15 different political parties. Well, you know, it's about time we have another political party in this country that's independent, and we're going to have it.
All right, Jill Hunkel, vice presidential candidate of the Green Party, and I, what, Sherry?
I want to invite people to Stick
Jerry
and Stay.
Hunkela, absolutely.
Stick and Stay for the Blue State Diner.
The Blue State Diner.
Yes.
And there's a fundraiser today, 1021 East Broad Street, 4 to 6. Stop by, meet Sherry in person.
Bob, I'm going to have Jennifer Bruner on. I'm going to have Ted Strickland on. Madeline Albright's going to be on.
Madeline Albright.
Jason Alexander's going to be on. It's going to be a great show. Stick and Stay.
All right. Stay.
Dr. Bob, next Saturday at 11 a.m. Get your friends and family to join the fight right here on the air or over the internet at WBKO1580.com. Fight Back is produced in part by the Columbus Free Press and 1580 WBKO.
Your one true voice of reason in Central Ohio, AM 1580, WVKO, Columbus.
You gotta fight for your right to run.
If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with a new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLB.